1838, the Gainsborough sailed to meet its fate. The bridge she sailed from Ipswich town, and in Irish waters she went down. The crew of six, a boy as well, could feel the wind produce a swell. 100 tons the bridge she weighed, but all the sailors on her prayed. They wondered if their life would be a failure in the sinking of the brig, the Gainsborough. Her length was 70 feet or more. She struggled hard to reach the shore. Her breadth was 21 foot wide. She was sinking in the tide. People waiting on the beach saw 3 attempts the brig to reach. The six-oared galley, Coast Guards brave, tried to reach the men to save. They wondered if their life would be a failure in the sinking of the brig, the Gainsborough. With 3 attempts to reach the hold, the galley filled with water cold. The wind it howled, the waves were high, and as they waited, men did die. Wind died down, they launched again in the 4th attempt to save the men. 3 sailors drowned, but 3 were saved, and a boy survived to learn his trade. He wondered if his life would be a failure in the sinking of the brig, the Gainsborough. They say the brig had contraband, now it lies rotten on the sand. Lying on the nearby ground, the Russian sailors who were drowned. They were taken from the tide, and they dug their graves in Malahide. Celtic cross to mark the place, but of their names there is no trace. They wonder if their life has been a failure in the sinking of the brig, the Gainsborough. Captain Ross, with medal gold, rewarded for his bravery bold. As a screw had gone through hell, the Coast Guard's got rewards as well. So the brig, beneath the waves, lies waiting for the wood to fade. Ghosts of sailors move away, returning to the shore someday. They wonder if